X-Defiant, the Call of Duty killer, or so they're calling it, has had its day in the sun. But is it the Call of Duty killer they thought it was going to be? Well, we're going to break that down today, because for me, this is an immensely personal topic, because I have spent my life and career built around Call of Duty. And I'd like to think, at least at this point, I'm pretty darn knowledgeable about what makes a good Call of Duty and what doesn't. And I think that this could potentially be one of the biggest stories in competitive FPS gaming, and I cannot wait to break this one down.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome, everybody, to episode number 3 of Right Click, hosted by yours truly, Birdman. And today, like you heard, we're going to be discussing X-Defiant. And this is the newest up-and-coming first-person shooter that's supposed to be taking over the market of Call of Duty. Now, this has been dubbed the Call of Duty killer. Now, Call of Duty has been a household name for a lot of years, and the whole purpose of this game is it takes it back to the roots of what made Call of Duty great. Back in the old days, where it was more of an arcade-style shooter, fun, get in, play a match, do your thing, get off when you want, and I've got no problem with that at face value. Now, that being said, this was created, several of the lead developers were retired Call of Duty pros, guys I knew during the time that I played. But here's the thing, man. Is it a Call of Duty killer? I'm not so sure. I think it could be. I think it could rise into a long-lasting, higher tier of not just video games, but competitive video games. Now, what's interesting with what we're doing today is we are actually going to be playing while I talk. Now, don't expect any sort of high-tier gameplay here. First of all, I got arthritis, man. We can only go so far. My thumbs hurt. In all seriousness, I want to talk about what you're going to be seeing, and I want you to be able to see it. I want you to be able to look at it, and we're going to dive into this. I'm really excited about this, because while we're loading into this, I just want to talk. This game is so solid. This game has such a phenomenal foundation by people who really know their stuff. You're going to see, and I hope to kind of translate that here, because there's some core things that really separates this from current day Call of Duty. The maps are genuinely great. If you've been following Call of Duty for long enough, you know, man, the maps have been rough. I mean, so insofar as the most recent game they put out, it ain't all there. This game, I think they did a great job. They throw a little bit of nostalgia in. So, with that, let's jump in here. And you are going to see, there it is. You're going to see the intro screen. Now, I know part of this is covered up. We're not going to worry about that. As a matter of fact, one of the things that I really want to talk about here, it seems to be a basic, kind of a basic jump in and play game at the front. And it is. Look, I picked two things and I'm playing a game. Call of Duty now, you have to do so much just to get into a game to play it. I selected three things, countdown 3 seconds, I'm playing the game. I think that's great. I think that's something Call of Duty needs to take a note of, because my goodness, they don't do that anymore. This is about to get spicy. Off the rip. So, I am traditionally a submachine gun player. I've never been in... Oh, God, we are going to talk about that. Just you wait. As I was saying, I've always been a submachine gun player. I enjoy playing with up close, getting shot in the back, such as that. And I think that this game, for the most part, does it well. I think the different roles, the sniping roles, the assault rifle play, the long to mid-range play, the short-range play, I think it's done well. I think it needs some polish, but I think it's done well. Now, but, ooh, oh, it's getting spicy up in here, ladies and gentlemen. I think, with that being said, I think the gameplay itself, just hop in and do things feel, I think is phenomenal. I think they did a really good job. I think they have a phenomenal basis to do something that's different but the same. And the reason I say different but the same is because they're trying to be that Call of Duty style gameplay. But are they? Now, this is where I'm going to start getting into my legitimate nitpicks. Oh, and that's one of them. One of my real nitpicks in this game is that I am a controller player. This game was designed to be a Call of Duty style controller played game. I feel like it is its biggest weakness. I truly feel like that is the biggest downfall of this game, because I've played Call of Duty for a lot of years, man, and the physical aiming with this right stick right here is so inconsistent constantly that I just struggle to enjoy, to continue wanting to play this game. I could do my best to explain it, but I think this is one of those things that you have to get a feel for. But in past history with Call of Duty, the aiming is a little slower on the inside, accelerates as you move further out. Now, there's some nuance to that. There are different styles, and they have different styles that you can choose from with that react a little differently. I've played some of that, and I just, none of it feels comfortable. Honestly, it all feels pretty much the same to me. Now, again, I realize a lot of that is subjective. I don't have a problem with having a critique that's subjective, because I think at the end of the day, it's still my experience. And I think individual experiences still count for something, especially in a game like this. That said, it's making me not want to play this game, and I'm just going to be blunt with you. It's probably going to be a little nauseating, and I'm just going to warn you right now. But this right here is very small movements. That's nauseating to me. I went and played the game that I'm about to compare this directly to, and man, I got to tell you, I miss that game. I really do, because this game could have been the next one of those. And I'm being cagey for a reason, so bear with me. Trust the process. This game, I don't see the value in trying to reinvent the wheel. And I feel like that's what they did with the aiming. All they had to do was just make something standard, like you see in Call of Duty, like you see in Battlefield, or Battlefront, rather. No, instead they took this weird little updated route that I truly just don't understand. That's my biggest gameplay nitpick, as far as just the physical movement. The biggest problem I have with this game, above all else, apart from technical issues, apart from all of that, the biggest problem that I have is the way that they've worked in specialists. Now, you see in the bottom middle of my screen, you see an L1 and then an R1, and then you see something that's 80% with a little symbol in the middle. Now, that L1 was that, what I just threw out. It's a shield they can't shoot through. So, I get an advantage. I got no real problem with that. Now, the problem is there's six different versions of the six different specialists, quote-unquote, and they all do something different. This one has a shield. One of them has a little vision pulse, which you probably just saw. That's why they're turning red. Fundamentally, that's like relatively minor gameplay issues, or gameplay discrepancies, rather. I don't have a problem with that. It adds variety, right? Like, I don't see anything wrong with that. What I do have a problem with is that it's so horrifically unbalanced, it legitimately adds an element of randomness to it that I can't sit here and go, I am better than the person that just killed me, or they are better than me, because they had something that I can't do anything against. It stops the gameplay for me. I'm not allowed to do anything. Perfect example right there. I jump in. That window, he uses his L1, his L1. And boom, I can't move, I'm on fire, I'm extremely weak, there's nothing I can do. Now, that's a lesser example, because at least that's very situational. But then you have, like you see on my screen, you've been disrupted. Now, that's one of these specialists, it's one of the new ones. You saw how I've had this little, metal crab thing, spider thing, jump up on my face twice, and I've died. That's that same character. So that character, not only can it do something that completely takes away my ability to play this game for a good, 10 seconds? They can also remove my ability to do anything other than shoot my gun. So you give us a gameplay loop, a very complicated one, all things considered. An intricate one, let's call it. Complicated might not be fair. And then you give characters the ability to completely stop or alter that gameplay loop. What is the purpose? Perfect example, right there. That character shot me once, got me down low, but not enough to kill me. But because that character is playing the character that they are, when their bullets hit me, they do extra damage over time. So they don't have to actually be skillful enough to get the kill in its entirety. They just have to be good enough to spray and pray enough that the game will do it for them. Here's another example of that. The character I'm playing, if you look in the bottom left, you will see the number 120. Here's why I'm playing that. And here's why I have a problem with it. That is my health count. This game is standard to each character having 100 health, 100 HP. I have 120, solely because I chose this character. So just by choosing this, I take more damage than everybody else. And it's not situational. It's not something that I can activate. So for a short amount of time, I have more health. No. No. That's permanent. For as long as I decide to keep playing this character, I have more health than everybody. So that's a huge advantage. That dude right there that I just killed, I killed him just insanely fast because I have more health and he has less. Like, that's not skill. That's the game giving handicaps. That is not I am better than you or you are better than me. That is the game allowed me to situationally be better than you. I think that's garbage. I don't like that. But why would I not use this? And look at that. I can't play this game anymore. That is a long time. That's my overarching point with this. Is this game has little technical issues, but those little aspects are so poorly done that I don't feel like I am playing a game that's truly competitive. I don't feel like I'm playing something that I can go, hey, I am just outright better than these people. No, I don't feel like that at all. I feel like that this game has things that you can exploit until Kingdom Come that creates a very unbalanced playing field. And for a game that has touted, hey, we're not putting skill-based matchmaking in regular public matches, which is, it doesn't alter to your level, so you're all playing at an equal level. So if I'm somebody who constantly gets 100 kills a game, everybody else I'm playing with is like that. No, this is a mix of everybody. I like that. That's something we've been asking. That's something we've been asking for in Call of Duty for a long time. But no. You, again, give a gameplay loop and you take it away. What's the point? You're negating your own development choices for the sake of flashy things. I don't see that as a net positive. Apart from the fact that it's unbalanced, you also, to unlock those new ones, you have to get 700,000 XP, which in my opinion is just too high. If you're gonna put this out there, at least let people use it. And that brings me to my comparison. This game reminds me, without the jetpacks, of Black Ops 3. Now, I am going to be, again, very upfront. Black Ops 3, in my opinion, is the best Call of Duty they ever made. Now, I also have to say, that was the game that I had the most professional success in my career. That was the game I was ranked, 50, like top 50 in the world, like 54 in the world, I think, is if I recall correctly. I mean, that's the jersey I have hanging up. That's actually the controller that I have a little bit out of sight here. I mean, that was my best game. So I have some biases in that. But I'm going to speak now objectively that this game takes a ton of inspiration from Black Ops 3. Because everything that we've talked about gameplay-wise, you did in Black Ops 3. You had specialists. You had these ultimates. Here's my ultimate. You can see this. I'll throw this up while we're talking. I move slow and have this big pulse cannon. Black Ops 3 had all this kind of stuff, but it was a very well-balanced competitive game. It was considered to be one of the best competitive Call of Duties. Why take the same recipe? Why is that one so much more balanced and better than this? Because we're going to load up Black Ops 3, and I'm going to show you firsthand what that looks like. We're going to talk about things like the specialist abilities, the ultimate abilities. So, in this, there is this character called Echelon, and this allows me to do things like this. So I'm going to hit this, boom, I go invisible for a little bit. That's cool. I think that's cool. You can still be seen. You definitely can still be seen. And then it turns off when you shoot. I got no problem with that. But my ultimate ability is I get to pull out a pistol and I can see everybody through the map, and they can't see me if I'm behind cover. I can see everybody no matter where they're at. And for a limited time, I'm given a pistol that can either one or two shot people depending on how far away they are. That was similarly in Black Ops 3, but it was very limited. You only had 6 rounds. In this, you have 15 rounds and can reload. That's the kind of discrepancies I'm talking about between how this game handles specialists and ultimates and these abilities that, let's say, spice up the game, versus how a traditional, well-known Call of Duty does. That was a perfect example of the netcode problems. Which segues me, as we're fading out of this game, into the technical side of things. This game has some of the most horrendous netcode I've ever seen. And if you don't know what netcode is, netcode is it's the synchronization between the player playing the game and all of the actions, the bullets, everything registering on the server in which you're playing on. So I'm playing on my client, i.e. the PC right now, and the game or the server that I'm playing on has to pick up my inputs. That's netcode. That's why you see me die around corners like this, or get kills where people, you can't see them anymore. It's atrocious, and this game is littered with little issues like netcode problems, aiming problems, movement inconsistencies. Things that I feel should not be a problem. I think this is a case of, this game should have come out in a better state. If it really wants to be the Call of Duty killer that it touts it to be, why release a game with so many issues? And that leads us back to Black Ops 3. We're going to jump over to that now, because everything that this game does, everything that it wants to be, it was already done. And they could have just taken that formula. These guys who developed it competed in that. So let's go take a look. All right, so here we are, Black Ops 3. Now, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you that this game is not active anymore. So to actually give you some gameplay, we're going to have to play against bots. However, this gives us a really good chance to talk about what I was just saying in its comparison to X Defiant, and why this game works so well, and why X Defiant is working well, but could get to this tier, but just isn't there yet. So, as I mentioned, my biggest beef with the gameplay of that is the specialists. And now it's the same thing here. You have specialists. Now, this is what I always played back in the day, and this is called kinetic armor. And you're going to see there's a lot of different stuff here. And I'm just going to quickly run through these, because I know my face cam's also in the way a little bit. But the big thing that I want you to take away from this is there are absolutely things, perfect example, like Sparrow. It's an arrow, you hit them, they immediately die. Great. Tempest, you hit them, they immediately die. Great. It's a weapon in a game full of weapons. Okay. Kinetic armor was what I always used. It's very temporary armor, only protects shoulders, torso. That's it. Then you have the Annihilator. The Annihilator was the direct comparison to what I was talking about with that one-shot pistol that you could sit there and reload. I think that's crazy. Now, To be fair, a lot of these were banned in competitive play. Back in the day, you had a pick and ban scenario where you would do exactly that, and you would select the things that you want to protect and play the game with, and the other team could go and ban the things that they didn't want to play against. It made for a great all-encompassing kind of kind of, you know, balance. The game had things that you couldn't touch. It was agreed upon that you didn't play with those. Several of these specialists were that way. However, the game itself was already balanced. And as you can see, I'm about to play with a submachine gun. And we're just going to dork around for a few minutes. Like I said, this is utterly meaningless. But I feel like this is a really good example of what this game did versus what you see in X Defiant. Because you're going to see things that are going to strike a lot of similarities. Now, there's one of those little special tools that you get. And honestly, like, I could still shoot. I could still move with that. It didn't hamper my ability to completely see. And it was short. I mean, there's a direct comparison right there. Like, it affected the player that it hit, i.e., in this case, me. However, it didn't stop me from playing the game, totally incapacitate me for an extended amount of time. No, it allowed me to hit it, carry on. Okay, fine. Perfect example is I'm about to pop my kinetic armor. So you're about to hear it and see it. There you go. So you can see my guns shining and all of this. I have a little bit extra health only on my torso. And now it's gone. You see how short that was? Balanced. I could still get hit in the head. I could still get hit in the feet and in the legs. And if I got shot at enough, it would break that armor. And then I would be back to regular environment. That's balanced. What's the problem in balancing in X Defiant? I don't understand that. Because here's where this boils down. That's why this game was popular. That's why this game was phenomenal, competitively speaking. So there's another example. I got hit by that EMP, that disruption. That only lasts about 4 seconds. You see the conclusions I'm trying to draw here, because there's a lot of things that are exactly identical. That character I just killed, that one right there, that character has that vision pulse. Same thing that you saw before, pulsing through the walls, paints everyone red. But it's not constant. They can't abuse it. This is what I'm getting at. This game could do those things and pull off those little unique specialist abilities, but it also not make the game look like and play like a chore. And I think that's something that, for whatever reason, developers have lost sight of. You can do cool things in a game, and it doesn't have to feel like, well, a chore. And this game felt like it was a fun added element, whereas the other one felt like, no, I'm fighting a randomization rather than something that has any level of even playing field or anything like that. That's my big beef. This game had all of the main things worked out. The netcode was good. Now, they had server issues. Don't get it twisted. Plus, it was, you know, back in the day. But still, this game had consistency to it. I have kill streaks in this game. I have legitimate camos that I can unlock with guns. I have things that I can do outside of just going in and playing for kills, and then every 100 levels with a gun, get a very bland camo. I don't like the mobile game look that a lot of COD has now, just as much as the X Defiant developers don't. But at least they give me something to do, something to strive for, something to try to unlock. Even perfectionist, you know, completionist things to unlock. There's none of that here. And I don't understand, or at least in X Defiant, I mean. There's plenty of it in this game. Why couldn't they have brought that into X Defiant? It's not stuff that would rock the game. It's stuff that they willingly, intentionally chose. And I'm not really sure as to why. Because this X Defiant could live up to the glory of something like this. Truly. But I don't feel like there's any incentive for me to play. What, for a a bronze camo every 100 levels? That's crazy. Why would I sit here and invest time into the game? If you want to make it a purely competitive first-person shooter, okay, by all means. It's got great bones for that because it's stripped down. That's great. But, like, what about the other 90% of people who are frustrated with COD and just want to play an arcadey game? Give me something to do rather than just a blatant, this was arcadey COD. This was the pinnacle of it. There was things to progress to. There was cool things to unlock. There was little things. There was big things. In X Defiant, there are no things. I don't mean to just be overly critical and overly harsh, but I feel like the game has too many technical issues and too many gameplay balancing issues for me to jump in and go, okay, I'm willing to play this 8 hours a day. That sounds miserable to me. And I did that for a lot of Call of Duties. A lot of them. I made money off of them. I don't even want to try that with X Defiant. It doesn't sound fun. And I know this sounds very negative, but here's why I'm going off on this like I am. X Defiant could take the gaming world by storm. It could. It could be this level of popular. It could have million-dollar, multi-million-dollar tournaments. It could have just an abundance of success. But I truly feel like the developers, if they don't get out of the way of that, they're going to lose the game. And that says a lot for a game that's free. X Defiant's free. This was not. Back in the day, I paid $60 for this. And you know what? This game came out, I'd pay double that. This game came out right now, I'd drop X Defiant in a heartbeat, and I'd pay double that. Because it was worth it. This game had an immense amount of content. Just an immense amount. And that's really what I want to get at here. I think games like X Defiant are trying to be the exact gap filler that we have been wanting ever since we started to see the decline of Call of Duty several years ago. And I think Cold War was probably the closest thing that we got to a well-rounded, well-balanced mix of arcadey fun shooter and competitive shooter. And I think that out of all of these FPSs that we see come out, you name them, I think X Defiant has the best possibility of making something out of that. I think they stand the best chance of becoming the new wave of first-person shooters. Now, my only skepticism is if they don't start listening to the player base and go, hey, maybe these guys are serious about what it is that they want, because this player base has been very vocal. And there's been several things that they've listened to and the player base has praised them. And then there's been things that we look at, like these netcode problems, these movement problems, these controller problems that they have talked about and touched on in a very small way, but not to any way that's drawing people back in. As a matter of fact, if you look at Steam charts and if you look at all these different player base charts, you'll see that this game had a massive uprising when it came out, because this is the COD killer. Awesome. And then people started to play it and go, well, there's not really a lot here. A lot of the content that we talked about with Black Ops 3, even with current day Call of Duty, with previous Call of Duties, there isn't a level of content that brings this game to this echelon of Call of Duty. And I think they could, but I think if you just give out wildly high numbered high XP amounts to get something like the camos in this game, which are really basic and really not fun. And I'm not talking like these crazy animated camos or these anime camos. No, I'm talking about give me things to work for. A lot of people are going to compare X Defiant to a fast-paced Black Ops 2. Different game. And I think that's a valid point, but you have to understand that the content in Black Ops 2, even if we're talking specifically multiplayer, not zombies, not story mode, specifically in X Defiant comparison, you're going to see the content differences are really what stands out. That That's the big problem that X-Defiant is running into. They have great bones. They have a great basis to make a really fun arcadey shooter and a really competitive game that could be on a whole other tier of games. We're talking CSGO, Valorant, games that are worth multi-million dollar tournaments. And this game does not have the capacity there yet. You have too many problems with the specialist balancing. You have too little influence on people to go actually play the game. There's not enough reason for me to jump in and grind this game. Even back in old Call of Duties, and I'm talking real old, I'm talking like, you know, 15 years ago, you could go in and play these games and you could unlock, you know, a multitude of camos. Even if it was not a camo that you wanted, it was a camo that you had to get to the one that you wanted. That's content. That's from a very baseline opportunity. That's good content. The difference is, to do stuff like that, to get the neat stuff, to see the cool things, you have to pay for it. And that leads me to my last complaint with X-Defiant. The only other added content that they have is a Fortnite-styled battle pass, where you pay $10 and you can level up through 100 tiers and you get cool things. You get calling cards, you get little screen covers, you get little things, you get camos, you get weapon variants. That's cool, that's great content, but none of it is in the base game. You have to pay for it. And I understand that there's a justification of, hey, this game is free, you can go pay the $10. Yeah, that's fair enough, man, absolutely. But why is there nothing on the base game that allows me to have anything close to that? I'm sorry, but a bronze, silver, and platinum and gold camo that takes, what, 100 levels a piece to unlock? That's not equivalent. I'm sorry, it just isn't. And that's my biggest complaint. If they could find a balance between actually balancing the game, giving people an incentive to play, and then stripping all of those, what's there at its core, and it just pushing into that competitive side, you could strike a balance. And that's what the greatest CODs have always been able to do. I don't know if they're there yet, or if the developers are willing to listen to that degree. That's my skepticism. My worry is that it's going to take too long, and then the flame's going to die out. Listen, back these people. If you like games like this, reach out to them on Twitter. These people are receptive. They have their moments, but they are receptive. And I think that's the kind of bolstering they need. If you truly love this game, support them. Buy the Battle Pass. It's $10. It's a free game. I'm not going to do that. Personally, I don't see the value in it. I don't personally find the game playable enough in this current state to support it financially. I know that they have the ability now, here and now, to make the changes to make the game worth that and more, but I don't think it's there yet. That's just my two cents. I'm going to leave it at that, because I can rant about competitive first-person shooters till I'm blue in the face, but for now, I'm going to leave it at that. Thank you for joining us on this change of pace. I'm glad we got to do something a little different, do something a little more lighthearted. Join me next week. Going to be a great episode. I have thoroughly enjoyed breaking this down. I hope you all have a wonderful day. Go follow us on all Right Side Media stuff. Right Side Media on Twitter, rightsidemedia.org. Go follow me on Twitter. It's just The Birdman. Same with Twitch. I will be live streaming as well. If you want to see this and talk about this in person, come join. Reach out to us. Go to the website. Go to rightsidemedia.org. Reach out to us on the contact page. Ask for me. If I see any questions, you bet your bottom dollar that I'm going to put them in a video, put them on a live stream, and we're going to talk about it. And on these live streams, you can come and join, and we can have this conversation face to face. I can't wait to do that. Can't wait to see you guys next week. I hope you enjoyed this, and I will see you guys later.